Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to The Sinner's Guide on member-supported Restoration Radio. I'm your host, Jason Guardiano. We are joined by our guest for this series, Father Julian Larrabee of St. John Bosco Roman Catholic Church in Modesto, California. Father, we continue the book with Chapter 35, Remedies Against Anger and Hatred.
Yes, thank you, Jason. This is a very common sin, and so reading Venerable Lewis's advice on this is very useful. Scripture warns us about this all the time, and in fact, our Lord himself in the Gospels warns us about this sin repeatedly, really a lot. And in fact, what does it say in the Our Father? It says, we forgive those who trespass against us. Because this is a very common problem with human nature. It's something we really are all prone to, and so we all have to work on it. But our Lord warns us very severely. He says, whosoever is angry with his brother shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. Fool in Scripture doesn't mean kind of the way we would use it. It means like a sinner or a wicked person. So if we accuse someone of being an evil person, that's a grave harm to their reputation. That's why our Lord says we'll be in danger of hell fire. So Venerable Lewis gives us some things to think about. He likes to draw lessons from just observing the natural world, and he does that here. He says, let's look at the other animals in the world. Generally, they live in peace with the other animals of their own species. He mentions elephants and sheep, and all these different animals all live together in peace. And some of them even cooperate with each other to an amazing degree, like ants and bees and things like that. So they help each other. And he says, even the demons themselves, even though they hate each other, they work together for a common cause, which is for our destruction. But he says, it is only man that just fights constantly with his fellow man. And he says also that other animals are born with natural weapons or defenses. They're born with claws and tusks and a hard beak or a sting or things like this. But he says the fact that man is born without any natural weapons or natural defenses built into the human body seems to show that we are not designed to spend our lives in fighting with others. So he says, just think about how contrary to our own nature it is for us to be returning evil for evil. But he says also that desire for vengeance is something that animals do have. You know, if you provoke a dog or something, it'll get mad and attack you. He gives several famous examples of this. But he says that we have to be in control of our passions. We have the faculty of reason, and we have to use it to control our lower nature, and certainly anger is part of our lower nature. So what should we do if we are angry at someone or someone does us an injury? He says, first of all, we should think about how much God has done for us, how much our Lord endured for our salvation. When we were his enemies, how did he treat us? Did he send us to hell? No, on the contrary, he shed the last drop of his blood for us so that we could be forgiven our sins. And even when we sin against him in our daily life, we have to look at the great mercy that he shows us every day in giving us time to repent, and especially when we come to him and ask for his forgiveness with true sorrow.